5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome David Menken of Thunderbirds Are Go. Mr. Menken is an accomplished voiceover artist whose vocal prowess can be heard in such productions as Thomas and Friends, Bob the Builder, and Flugels. Over the next segment, David Menken will talk about playing Virgil and Gordon Tracy on Thunderbirds Are Go, based on the classic 1960s TV series, which is now available on Amazon Prime Video. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to stand by for action, feel free to give us the green light to go as we rocket away from the past, only to touch down in the past, present, and future. David, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
My absolute pleasure, Jim.
Now, David, tell us about Thunderbirds Are Go and what's coming up in the third season of your show.
Well, the main villain that that the Tracys have been working against has been the Hood. But we are about to face our toughest challenge yet, and that is someone by the name of the Mechanic. And I won't say very much about him, but he actually poses quite a big threat to both the Tracys themselves and the Thunderbirds.
Does he threaten Tracy Island? I hope not.
I won't give any spoilers, but he definitely poses a threat to both Thunderbird 2 and, pretty much all of the Thunderbirds.
Okay. So what are the elements of Thunderbirds Are Go that are the same, and what's different when it comes to the original version of Thunderbirds?
Well, we do our very, very best to honor the vision of Gerry Anderson, because he was a genius, and he was able to make us look forward to a future that I think we want, where things are pretty good, but at the same time, there has to be an element of danger. And with that, there's a family working together just to help people. And that's the Thunderbirds, led by the Tracy brothers and K.O. We are, unlike in the original series, we are missing our father, the patriarch of this family, people might be slightly puzzled by why he is not there anymore. We don't quite know what's happened to him, but him being missing means that these boys and KO get an opportunity to make decisions and go on missions that maybe they wouldn't have been able to go on and do had he been there. They get to actually lead.
Right, and in a sense, they're kind of more tight-knit because they don't have a patriarch, so they have to depend on each other.
Exactly, yeah. And they have to. And when you lose someone like your father, like somebody that is very, very close to you, it makes you realize what is important to you. And one thing that is very clear about this, the show, is family.
So Thunderbirds was a hit 50 years ago, and it's a hit now. Now, not every show translates to new generations. Why do you think Thunderbirds is able to do that?
Well, rocket ships, submarines,
right.
I think that there's something about the countdown itself, which is so iconic. The people that don't even know the show know the countdown. It sits there, and there is something to be said for teamwork, for coming together against a sort of like a common enemy, and the Thunderbirds. We are. Gosh, I'm talking about it as if I'm one of the Tracy brothers now.
You are.
I try not to get emotionally involved in it. I do, but I can't help it with this show. There is something very, very special about the show, both the original and what we call the reboot. We are we answer the call for help, and it's completely unselfish. And most of the time, the Tracy brothers and KO and Lady Penelope and Parker and Brains put their lives on the line in order to save others.
Right. So going into this show, did you fully appreciate how intense the fandom was for Thunderbird Zurgo?
Absolutely not. I had no idea. I was actually quite naive when it came to the show because I'm an American and because I've lived around the world. I didn't grow up, and I was slightly too young for the first incarnation. I wasn't even born when it was first aired, and then when it had a resurgence in the 90s, I was maybe slightly too old. I was about to go to college and so on. So I didn't really catch it the way a lot of people have.
Right.
So even when I went in for the audition, I didn't really know what I was going in for. My agents knew, and they were telling me, "Do not mess this up." And I made sure, because the worst thing to do when you're going in to work on something that has existed before is to listen to it or to watch it, because then you'll try to do an impersonation.
Right.
An impersonation isn't as good as the original. That is something that is pretty well known. So I tried to create my own versions of Virgil and of Gordon. And that is also why Thunderbirds Are Go it's a different show to the original, because we couldn't just pick up where we left off. And Gerry Anderson, before he died, he said CGI is the way forward. We couldn't be marionette puppets anymore,
right?
Because it just doesn't work. Things have moved on. With CGI, we're able to do so much more than they were with the original puppets. And I don't think that children really would understand watching that now, because they're so used to seeing animation the way it is today.
Now, tell us about your characters, Virgil and Gordon. How would you describe those guys, and what are some of their similarities and what are some of their differences?
Well, Virgil is the caretaker of the group. He's the one that looks out for the emotional well-being of his brothers and those around him. And he is he's very grounded, and I think that is represented also by the fact that he flies the big birds, Thunderbird 2. He flies the biggest, heaviest ship, and it's also able to create anything in the belly of the ship that can go out and help people and save people. And that's why he's older. He sounds like he's more grounded. He sounds closer to what I am, who I am today. And Gordon is this younger guy who likes to flit around in his submarine and do cool tricks and isn't really thinking about the consequences sometimes of what he does because he's younger. But at the same time, he has a huge heart, especially with younger children that he is sent to save and help. And because of that, he's younger and sharper in the way he delivers anything he says. But the thing is, the two of them together create a great team, because all they do is spar with each other.
Right. Lots of arguments, but, you know, good-natured arguments. Now, David Graham has returned to play Parker, and he also played Gordon in the original series. What is it like working with a gentleman like that?
Well, I wouldn't say it to his face, but it's an honor and a privilege, and I don't want his ego to swell any more than it is. No, I'm kidding. He is one of the most amazing people I've met. I don't think he'd mind me saying that he's in his 90s and he's sharper than pretty much anyone else in the room. He's very funny. He's very punny as well. He loves his puns.
He is
one of the most special and interesting people that I've met and worked with. And he has a story about everyone. And whenever I mention his name, people's eyes light up. People People say, usually people have had an opportunity, especially in the Thunderbirds fandom, have had a chance to meet him. And no one has a bad word to say about this man. He is simply astounding. And we are so lucky to have him back as Parker.
And we're lucky to have Thunderbirds back. Thunderbirds or go. David, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
So nice to talk to you.